Goblin, your jive as alien with
Beth the Supreme. I didn't think of a thing. What did we say last time that my death? Name was?
Beth. Damn. Beth the Death.
Beth the Death. That's what it was.
Was it?
Beth the Death. Yeah.
Wasn't that badass?
Yeah. Okay. Beth the Death.
We got to do a cool nickname.
Tickle Death.
Yep. Nothing M related with the Czech Republic?
No, just all the M's.
No, just
Oh, yeah.
Bringing back the
Well, we got to think of the, give you a couple like the moody madman making
mashed potatoes. I don't know.
That works. Yeah, I couldn't think of nothing that like making like a an
moody madman making mashed potatoes.
There you go. That's
That'd be
It's like our knockoff of
getting a little Hansen in here.
Yeah, I was gonna say
it's gone too far.
Puh from the potatoes.
What was that? It was like a TV show or a movie where they say like, "Oh man, I like Hansen. Like those are some pretty girls."
No, it's Family Guy.
Yeah. Was it? Quagmire.
Quagmire.
Like, he's like, who would you do if you could do anybody? He's like Taylor Hansen. They're like. Dude, Taylor Hansen's a boy. He's like, ah, come on, guys.
Don't come on, guys. You guys are playing.
Oh, God. I got his posters.
He's such an idiot. I like him, though. But, yeah, so the whole point of talking to Czech Republic. So this hopefully or ideally this will be the first episode of the new season. So season 6. I don't remember.
I just got to ask why, you know, of all the East Europe countries, yeah. You chose Czech and not Estonia.
Well, I'm glad that you
kind of... Come on, Yuri.
Yeah.
Like, gotta show love for Yuri.
Yuri's got to send us some fan mail or something, man.
Bringing that one back around.
Yeah. Well, no, Yuri is God. I don't know. Sorry, you don't get all full of yourself. But no, so the Czech Republic... This is also for the new season. I started kind of brainstorming and kind of my idea or kind of a... Like, let's consider doing it was going... To pander to our international listeners, right? And so the Czech Republic is like the at the very bottom. So we're gonna. I was thinking like, why would I start from the top and pander to the States? How we did, you know, and like,
okay,
we already got you know tens of listeners from the States, but like
tens of listeners,
but from Czech Republic we got like maybe one or two. Like it's very low.
Oh, okay.
So the Czech Republic is at the very bottom. So we're gonna try to boost our numbers because we at the very least got one listener from the Czech Republic. Somebody messed up and clicked on the Jive As, and he thought it was a Jive As. I don't know, Australian or something. So he messed up there. But,
you know, I got to say, for pandering to, you know, the Czech Republic, yeah, somebody who doesn't listen to us, we need to make very sure that we don't accidentally, you know, through ignorance, offend them.
Well, that's the funniest part. Like, how would we be offended? I don't know the customs that are, you know, this is
exactly.
Like the middle.
See, we don't know their customs. We don't know their.
But as long as we stay fairly neutral, I think we're okay. Like, for one, you know, this is the Middle East, so we're not going
to
start talking about, you know,
well, and
being
Tula,
pro.
You've already offended them. It's not the Middle East. It's the Balkans.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. But it's not like unlike the Middle East where the religion or whatever is a lot more sort of strict. And, you know, you have to be very careful about offending them.
Oh,
I would think Czech Republic is less likely. But you never know. They could be.
Mostly Christian.
They're what?
Various Christian.
So we've already offended them with all the stuff we said before we started.
Wait, oh man, all that juice stuff.
Too late.
Oh shit, that's funny. That was not intended. Well, hopefully I'm gonna split those up.
I believe Orthodox Christianity. I think.
Ooh, see, this isn't like the Norway or something where you know burn churches or something.
Nope.
We're not for burning churches, but I mean, just stop building them. We got enough buildings out there. But specifically,
I just want them to start paying property tax. God damn.
See, I don't know how it works worldwide, but like, yeah, pay your taxes.
Excuse me.
In America, churches and church-owned property are exempt from property taxes, and they need to freaking pony up.
Why does Jesus need a mega church? You tell me. But
why does Joel Osteen need a mega mansion?
Well, I like that when they ask him about, you know, their private jets, like, well, I need this jet so I can, you know, traverse and reach the, like, shut up, man. You just need it because you're a rich dude and need to, you know, bang some underground kids or something over, right?
It's funny when you get celebrities, you know, banging on about, you know, global warming, this, that, and the other, but they still use their private jet.
Yep. I'm just going to, like, start following their example, you know? It's like, I need a private jet and a really big house and more cars. So
mm-hmm. I'm off.
But as long as the cars are electric.
As long as you have one electric one, you know, offset your carbon footprint. That's all you need to do.
One electric car to take pictures with.
Mm-hmm.
But so, yeah, the Czech Republic, and then I like because it lets you, like, zero in, and specifically Central Bohemia. And okay. from what vague notion I have about Bohemian culture, when I hear Bohemian, I think like, you know, 70s New York, that kind of like, basically the way I consider Bohemian is like a cleaner hippie.
I was about to say, are you getting Bohemians mixed up with hippies?
No. Bohemian, like the Bohemian culture, to, you know, there's a place in New York that used to be pretty good for that. Hoboken, I think, shit like that. I'm picking up little phrases I catch from articles that I like to read.
So I don't know a bunch about the whole Bohemian
Rhapsody,
Bohemian Rhapsody, but the that whole movement.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess
I guess it's, you know, was big in Europe.
Was it? Because I think
that's just judging from watching Moulin Rouge, to be honest. Okay, so, yeah. Because their whole thing was the whole Bohemian Revolution thing.
I think Bohemian was a precursor to the postmodern thing.
You think so? I think it's all just kind of...
postmodern never sounds to me like a serious like response, you know? It's like, hey, what are you wearing there? Oh, it's some postmodern. It's like, it's just bullshit. Just
weird for the sake of being weird.
But so here's the definition. Bohemian, a person with artistic or literary interests who disregards conventional standards of behavior.
Hipsters.
Well, so yeah, it's like the hipsters, but with, you know...
wait a minute. Okay. Challenging something that's a normative.
Conformist. Yeah.
You know, that's how you find something new. You got to push outside the boundaries a little bit.
Well, that's what Bohemian is. To me, it's the same as like counterculture. You know what I mean? That's the thing that's like the punk rock, that idea, you know, that comes from like non-pop, even though it gets, you know, commercialized now. But yeah, so that's what I think when I think of Bohemian.
Say, if you follow stuff like that because you truly believe in it, that's one thing. Following it to get attention, that's being a hipster.
Yeah. If nobody pushed outside what was considered, you know, the norm. Pushing out the norm.
Stepping out the box. We'd all,
you know, every stage stormer would still look like Jerry Reed.
Or everybody, you know, would still be dancing like, doing like a little twist, you know.
Doing the foxtrot.
Yeah, the foxtrot. There you go.
Hey. And you guys know how to Madison? Yeah, we'd all be walking around like Barry Bostwick, you know?
but so, yeah, Central Bohemia, because that's the region in Czech Republic, so that's what I know about. And so, specifically, I feel to cater to the Central Bohemia, which I can't find on my map. But I have heard throughout the years, because I kind of have, like, I haven't traveled anywhere outside of the U.S., really, but I've always kind of, you know, I like history, I like architecture, I'm a big architecture nerd. And so like in the Czech Republic, Prague is a big center for that. And
mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
That's what I like. But a lot of that is the churches, you know, a lot of those buildings. And I like Notre Dame, but like, I don't want to hear, you know, somebody telling me I'm going to hell. I know this, man. Don't waste my time with that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm going to hell in every religion, so I'll save you a seat.
Well, since I was like middle school or something, I, you know, tell people like, I got my own spot in there, you know, just waiting for me. They're just keeping it warm.
RSVP?
Yeah, they're keeping it warm. You're just like, oh, Mr. Tony, come right in. Let out the velvet rope. Yeah, buddy.
Well, if you're looking for history, the Balkans is a great place to go. It's had continuous human inhabitants for about the last 6,000 years.
Yeah, I didn't catch.
Maybe longer.
Like where it says, I guess, how long they've had civilization there or something like that.
You're just north of the Fertile Crescent, so
in their little stories, the oldest building in Czech Republic, Church of Saint Peter and Paul, is located here. It's, you know, of course, those well known Middle Eastern disciples, Paul and Peter. You know, Bohemia is one of the most.
Thank you.
It sounds very low. I hope it's louder.
I hear it good on mine.
Yeah, kids are good.
I think it was my shitty ear. That's probably why. But it says like about how they have castles there. Ooh, silver mines.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Of course they do.
It's Europe.
Well, those monasteries. The reminders of the era when Bohemia was one of the most wealthy and powerful parts of Europe. And that's the thing. Like now, you know, you talk to people. They might have a vague notion of a place called Czech Republic, but nobody's going to... I can't find on a map. Well, I can't find most places on a map, so that's, you know, that's fair.
So it's not the same thing, but I was just thinking of... at Mark's old work at DPS, the owner thought that Armenia wasn't still a country.
Oh, man.
Ancient Armenia?
Yeah, no. We had a... It was in one of the leadership classes I was taking, and there was like... There was a kid in there that was Armenian. Well, I say kid, but he was like 19.
He's a kid.
Yeah.
Young punk.
But he's like, and Bob's just like, is that still a country? Yes!
It's like the way he like responded. It's like, sorry, people have asked him that before. It's like, for the last time, yes, Armenia is still a country. And he was like, felt really bad. It's like, I promise to learn everything there is to know about Armenia before next class.
Well, and that's here in Fresno.
Yeah.
See, that's the funniest of like, this is a very Armenian.
Oh, yeah.
Fresno's got a very strong Armenian presence. Yeah.
You take out every nationality but Armenia, and it's still a big city. You know what I mean? Like, there's
it's
a lot
like
of.
They, you know, in the early days of Fresno, they did a lot of the industrial work.
Yeah. Agriculture.
They had Armenian unions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of them landed here after they got chased out of Armenia, and they got chased out of Turkey. Well, 1915.
See, it wasn't until I, you know, came to Fresno where I don't know why or what. I guess because of the culture, but hearing about like the Armenian genocide.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And it's one of those that Turkey, like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I think the U.S. some president finally like said about it, or you know, sorry for it, but
yeah, no one ever talks about that.
Yeah, we don't talk about Armenia.
Well, if you talk about that genocide, you upset the Muslims.
Oh, that's what it goes.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Well. I'm kind of worried if
they kind of pretend that didn't happen.
Well, if we're going up the list, I hope that's not somewhere we have to pander to, because we're gonna shoot us in ourselves in the foot.
I was
right
gonna say,
now.
Yeah, check your ratings. Are we listed on? Listened to in Turkey?
Say they're not like Germans, who it is a law in Germany to deny that the Holocaust happened. It's like, no, we're taking responsibility for that.
Yeah, it happened.
Germany, you will be arrested for saying that, it, you know, for denying the Holocaust.
Well, not only that, but like Nazi imagery or anything, you know.
Yeah. Say they're not trying to, you know, glamorize it. They're just kind of like, okay, we can't say that this didn't happen.
Yeah. No, the never again belief is part of modern German culture.
Yeah.
That's good.
There are definitely more Nazis in America than there are in Germany.
And probably Argentina.
Still, yeah. Ooh. Don't
rolling out the dank. I applaud.
The dank.
That was good. That was solid.
Well, see, and we're gonna flip-flop when we actually do Argentina, because like, hey, we love you guys.
Yeah, what'd you say? Welsh colonies in Argentina?
Yeah.
Here we come.
From El Creso. Here we go, baby.
We're coming to visit. We're on the run from the law, and
we're on the run from America.
Yeah, I mean, Javier, I hear good things about Javier Milei, so you know.
I actually, one time my dad had a friend that was Argentinian, and he was a dick, man. I remember, like, you know, if he was the personification of an Argentinian, like, I'm sorry, go back to your Germany people. I don't know, just get out of here. He used to drive I always forget how to pronounce it. The Puget, I call it. The
Peugeot.
The T is silent. Yeah.
Peugeot.
Oh, that's worse. Puget is my favorite one. Peugeot. Sound like some kind of pudding treat. Yeah, Peugeot.
Well, I mean, it is French.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's letters in there that not usually silent that are silent, like an R.
The engine might be made out of baguette. I don't know.
Well, I'm always confused.
Well, no, remember, you know, the guy who founded Peugeot, everything he did well. And when he decided to make a terrible car, he did it very well.
He did a really good
job. Best horrible car that they could do.
It started out as like, you know, kitchen knives, peppermills, corsets, bicycles, munitions.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. And then he finally said, like,
and then finally
I can make a car.
Settled on cars, yeah.
Yeah.
I make
after
boom.
After the war.
Well, yeah, he had all this metal and...
What was a munitions factory?
Yeah, he had these munitions factories but he did end up burning those down.
Yeah, as the Wehrmacht was blitzkrieging its way through Europe, he's like, nope. Blowing them all up.
Yeah. No, mm-hmm. No more.
Yeah.
I can't have it. No one can.
Or he didn't want them to fall into the hands of the enemies. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, afterwards, you decided to
rebuild.
Set aside on cars.
And it's still, I think it's still going. Just they don't sell in the U.S. I don't know. You got to import
them. They don't sell Peugeots, but technically you can get a vehicle partially owned by Peugeot.
Which is?
Any Chrysler product.
Oh man!
Because Chrysler got bought by Fiat, and then Fiat joined forces with Peugeot.
Because everything is a Fiat.
Because everything is, yeah. Well, so if you get a Jeep Renegade, which underneath is a Fiat 500, which is part Fiat is partnered with Peugeot to make Stellantis.
Do they also make? Oh, I had an idea of a different car too. Like, do they make that one too?
Before this, it was an abandoned theater. Before that, it was a theater.
Well, Fiat. Do they or are they with Ferrari or something?
I don't know. They probably bought Ferrari.
Okay. Yeah. See, that's what I was thinking. And then when you hear Fiat bought Ferrari, like. How? Like, how? Like, did, yeah.
Everything that comes out of Europe is either a Fiat or a Volkswagen in some way.
Yeah, that's funny. So going back to our people in, where did I say
in
it
the
was?
Czech.
No, but the, what did I say? The middle? Central Bohemia. There we go. Yeah, middle, central. It was funny because there's a list that tells you like the highlights of it or whatever. And eat. There is no food specific just to this region, which seems... I think Czech Republic probably has like a food or something.
I would imagine there would be some cultural dishes.
In Central Bohemia?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably why it doesn't have it. Or whoever wrote this Wikipedia was just too lazy to look it up. But, of course, the drink, of course, is breweries. So they talk about the breweries. There's also winemaking tradition.
I can see that.
It's the Mediterranean. It's where you get grapes.
I hit the stay safe section and nothing comes out. That's a little troubling.
That just means everything's fine.
But
everything's
so
fine. There are no wars in the Balkans. It's fine.
So Central Bohemia. So, the Balkans. Even I know the Balkans, man. Ooh. Central Bohemia.
There's to be a war. It'll probably be started by some damned fool thing in the Balkans.
Central Bohemia, it says, because of the position that's in the middle of the country. Well, I'm glad that the name is accurate. You know, I don't like to hear like Central U.S. and it's located in like Arizona. It's like, that doesn't make sense. It's not the center, physical center. But
you mean like, I don't know, the Central School District?
Well, which is on the west side of Fresno?
Yes. Like strictly on the west side?
North Avenue, which is on the south end of town, runs east-west.
Well, even the way like Fresno and Clovis silly. Is, right? It's sort of like the streets kind of like eat into each. It's always weird.
I love that Clovis West is technically in Fresno.
By about a mile.
Jeez, yeah. Yeah, and then not only that, but then they do the redistricting. Like, didn't they just do this for this school season where like kids, I think it was in Clovis, where all of a sudden, you know, they got split, so like they live on this street, so like half the kids go to this school and then half go to this school. It's like you just change it just cuz.
But just so cuz.
So from Central Bohemia you could get to East Bohemia, the Highlands, North Bohemia, South Bohemia, and West Bohemia.
Well, I mean, if it's the center, you can get to pretty much any part of Bohemia.
Wait, I guess my
did you know that from Fresno, which is the center of the Central Valley, you can get to the north end of the valley, the central, the southern end of the valley?
But is it like mountains. Is it like precisely the center? Like, would you go from equal distance north and south? You know, it's kind of like,
pretty close.
Yeah, close enough. You
know. Yeah, Fresno is pretty much smack dab in the middle of California.
So. I've heard before that
actually,
we're like
we looked this up at work. Well, Fresno is the center of the Central Valley. But the geographic center of California is just outside North Fork.
Where's North Fork?
I want to say I've seen that. 41 north?
Slightly northeast of here.
Yeah.
Hmm. I never go northeast.
It's like
it's towards the mountains.
Yeah, it's like an hour from here. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
we were talking about that at work one day, and we got curious and looked it up. And then Nick and his girl, they go hiking a lot. Mm. They're like, you know what? Let's go out there and go hiking. And they... Because we looked it up, and there was a brass plaque. Somebody looked it up, and like back in '96, they did some geographic survey, found the
pretty new
geographic center of California, and laid a plaque there.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then because it's California, it got stolen.
Yeah. We can't have nice things.
Can't have nice things.
That's why, like, I see online where certain spots where they have the mile markers, and they have like the 420 mile marker, it gets stolen. So
it's like 419.99.
Yeah, yeah. So they stop. Just like, I don't know, the not even ignorance, just the annoyance of humans always gets to me, man. It's like, can you guys have
nice things?
I can't imagine, speaking earlier about Weed, California, I can't imagine that poor city where like every sign gets stolen like all day.
Probably stopped putting them up after a while.
Yeah, they just say like, you guys know what damn city it is. I'm not doing this again. Well, Mark, what was your take, or what did you find, or what do you get? Would you ever go visit our one listener in Central Bohemia?
I mean, sure. It's Bohemia, Central Czech as a whole, sure. I don't really know much about it generally. You know, Beth says, you know, I do engage a lot in reading about history, but the Balkans region, Czech, Slovakia, all of that, it is such a complicated history of that region, because you've had so much continuous occupation and these you've got all these cultures right on top of each other, all vying for land, all vying for control,
trying to be the like the true
no, this Czech. Is this is our land. No, it's not. It's our land. Yeah, no, it's not. It's ours, our land,
because our ancestors lived here 200 years ago. Well, my ancestors lived here 300 years ago.
Mm, well, geographically, it's on our property. So,
well, I got the biggest gun. So let's start talking.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or let's stop talking.
And yeah. You know, it's had so many. It's had thousands and thousands of years of continued inhabitation. So it really does get complicated super fast. So yeah, it just
volatile
makes it,
kind of.
It's like, no thanks. I think I'm going to go study quantum mechanics. That might be easier.
Try to like unravel this tangled web. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a it's like a big tangled knot, and you're trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, do they have like a lot of countries like where there's constantly turmoil? Like there's always like riots or, you know, disagreeing with
the Middle East.
No, no, with like the that thing's just dirt hole.
I mean, bringing back Armenia. Armenia's at war right now.
Is it? Oh, I don't know that.
Yeah.
Well, it's part of the whole Ukraine-Russian thing.
Oh, I see. No, unrelatedly. But
it's just a different war. Yeah, it's a different
there's
war.
Always, there's always, you know, it's estimated that anytime there's, at any given time, there's about 40 to 50 wars happening on the earth, right, at any time.
Yeah, somewhere, I don't remember. That
some of them aren't big enough to make the news.
Yeah, if you.
Or the U.S. just has no reason to reach their hands in there, you know?
Is there oil involved?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. Weapons of mass destruction. And the opening is like the classic. Womp, womp. Just the guy with his little trumpet.
I mean, that was good enough for us to get involved in Iraq.
Well, we're still somewhere. I would get oil somewhere. But
weapons of mass destruction.
The main reasons for the Czech Republic is Prague, and Prague is like one of those sort of I don't know how to what the phrase would be, but so you have New York, L.A., like these big worldwide cities that it's
like a cultural center or something like that. Or they think
cultural relevance, cultural relevance. Yeah, like you have London. You know, you have like the cities that are like major cities, major world cities. What are the ones in Germany? I always forget the ones because when they do on Jeopardy, I always mix up like the. What was a big city? There's a couple. At
Stuttgart?
Least. No, that's not a big city.
Wolfsburg.
That is not a big city. In Germany?
Yes.
Berlin.
Yeah, there you go. Berlin. One that I've heard of.
Mark is, you know, intentionally being
upset. Yeah, he's showing up. His history. His
actually,
history
I'm actually disappointed in you that you had never heard of Stuttgart or Wolfsburg.
I might have, but
that's where they make Volkswagen.
I was going to say Wolfsburg. Don't they have that Wolfsburg brand?
The Wolfsburg edition.
Yeah, Volkswagen. Yeah, that's yes. How I know. Yeah. See, I thought that was a make of car, man. I thought it was like the Jeep Renegade.
No, they named the car after the city because it pretty Volkswagen factories started there and pretty much took over the town.
So is it like how they named
Toyota,
the
Toyota Japan?
Yes.
Or like how they did the Pontiac Aztec, like they give it that cool foreign name. Or no,
it's exotic.
Hyundai does the Santa Fe, and somebody just stuck in Arizona.
Yeah, that's to try and Americanize the brand.
Yeah. Hyundai.
But no,
I was about to say, no one wants to go to Santa Fe.
What, you think people set out for Tulsa?
Well, I'm sure they got like some cool Western.
I mean, they got some good dressing. I mean, Santa Fe dressing is really good.
Touche.
I was trying to think, is that where they got the sauce from? Remember that commercial, the New York City?
I know, Pace Picante, sauce. Yeah.
But wasn't that from
it was
Texas?
From Texas.
Oh, yeah. Texas. Yeah.
San Antonio, Texas, I think. So yeah, this stuff's made in New York City.
New York City.
Get some rope, boys. We're totally dating ourselves right now.
Oh, no. I'm going to date myself right now. Being at Prague, I remembered a commercial. It was a Levi's.
Yeah.
That because going back to the Cold War, 90s, the Cold War had officially ended.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Quote.
Yeah, I don't think it ever actually did. But it's supposedly in Soviet Russia, you could not get Levi jeans. I remember seeing a commercial.
Because it's American? They're like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was the jeans of the revolution, you know.
The jeans of the revolution.
I guess. It was, you know, denim. I don't know.
Imagine that, getting mowed down, machine gun fire with some dude in denim. Like, oh, man, that's kind of sad. Like, no camo, just straight, you know. Never mind.
Jeans were an American invention, and Russia didn't have them. So.
Or especially, like, acid wash jeans. Like, I would take my own life if I get mowed down by an army in acid wash jeans. Like, get out of here, you hair metal hippie.
There was a commercial I saw. It was Levi's. I remember it very vaguely. And
American
was,
commercial? I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, I was living here in Fresno, so duh.
Oh, well, I thought you were in Russia. Like some contraband.
No, it's just that's the backstory behind it.
Yeah.
That in the former East Bloc there.
Yeah.
That guys on commercial, you know, talking about jeans or something like that, and shows him wearing these jeans, and he goes traveling, and he's standing next to, you see him wearing the jeans, and then you see him wearing like some shorts, and he's standing next to a car. Hmm. In Prague, you can trade them for a car.
Wow.
Levi jeans.
Well, see, to me, from commercials nowadays, the commercials are like to get you to buy something.
What kind of car?
Well, they get you, they get to get you to buy something, but it's not to get, it's not to let you know like the value, right? Nowadays is like
maybe
they want
a Tatra. I don't know.
But back, yeah,
well,
but back
I mean,
then,
like Levi's are so expensive now. You probably could trade them for a car.
Yeah, well, that's funny that for them they would do a sort of like our pants are worth one of their cars or something. Like it's just yeah.
It's just because they're very rare over there.
But that's yeah. As
well,
a commercial,
that was also jeans were Levi's were made better back then too. They were still yeah. being made in America.
They didn't
not,
split
not in China.
On your 50th squat, man, or something.
Yeah. They weren't being made in a sweatshop in China.
Yeah, but then that's where all the good companies go. But you best believe when we get Jive Ass Alien merch, we're gonna exploit them 3-year-old Korean boys. You better believe that. That was just sad. Ever since a kid, I always Nike was the big one. I remember as a kid, I always thought like, man, that's messed up. You got these little kids sewing thing like that.
Yep, and then they sell them for $700 a pair.
Man, and then they put the rips in them and sell them for $800.
Oh, that's Abercrombie and Fitch there.
Abercrombie and Fitch. But is that the store like they don't let you in because you're not that rip body?
You walk past Abercrombie and Fitch, and I get a headache from all the Axe body spray.
I think they finally stopped that.
And the loud music.
Yeah,
and
it's supposed to be like you have to go in through the entrances. Like you can't window shop in Abercrombie.
You know.
Yeah, you have to go in there. And they admitted that they specifically make their clothing for a very particular body type, and that is the thin lace body.
Yeah, which is apparently there's money in that.
Well, because you know,
dumb people.
Yeah. It's all about an image or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But Prague, so what? I've always heard, even you know, from as little that I'm a history buff, I haven't heard a lot about Prague, about its culture and how rich it is. Like it's very like it's real cool. Like top 10 visits in you know Europe. I guess.
I've only ever heard it in recent and you know like the Rear Wheel Drive Challenge, the Prague Rock Generation.
Yeah.
Prague. Oh, I see.
King Crimson. Yes. Genesis.
Yeah. Yeah. they all started from there? No, I'm just kidding.
No.
Rush. Did you say Rush?
No.
What? Why would you not say Rush? Rush is the...
They're awesome, but...
They're not prog rock? They're prog rock.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm 98% sure they are. And, you know, what other band gets spray painted on vans as much as Rush? Nobody.
It's like I get the...
Based
sense.
Off Archer.
<That's about it. laughs> I get the sense that Prague is like a big, you know, fashion... destination, you know, like people go there with the ridiculous things you see on runways and things like that.
See, I think that's more like Milan. You hear the way they do the fashion show. Prague, maybe I just don't hear much, but I think it's more like
maybe Milan is what I'm thinking of.
Isn't that it? See, now that our I bet Mark is just spitting in his chair.
I'm trying to remember where Budapest is.
Budapest is Romania.
That's Romania?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind then.
Hopefully we'll get to I like that name, Budapest. It sounds cool.
It's one actually of those words that are fun to say.
Budapest is actually, I think they've split that into two separate, you know, Buddha and Pest.
Well, the only reason I know that is from the episode Top Gear where they went to Romania.
Yeah.
Oh,
one of the places they stayed was in
James
Budapest.
James did one of their ridiculous car versus thing that's not car tests.
Oh, jeez.
Against some kids on bicycles. They had to race from downhill.
Yeah,
from
that's not what I was thinking of, but I was thinking of when they went to Romania with the supercars.
Oh, yeah. They were on their way to find the
best driving road in the world. Transfiguration Highway or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, one of the places they stayed was in Budapest.
You wouldn't naturally not assume that a country, especially like that, that has historic buildings or whatever that are sort of not, I don't want to say catered to them, but would be inclusive to driving, you know what I mean? Like, you think most countries, especially older countries, you think cobblestones and shit like that.
You see, they thought the same thing too when Top Gear went there, because they went there in a Ferrari, an Aston Martin, and a Lamborghini.
Yeah.
And they're like, we thought up here in cars like this would be showing off, but like, there was like, you know, at least the city they started in.
Right.
Yeah.
Was like New York. It had all these supercars.
Oh, yeah. Know? It was a major port town.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, we thought we'd be showing off coming here, but look at this It's like, where are the poorer people here?
yeah, we got the low class ones. Yeah,
but as they traveled, they're like, we discovered, you know, the Borat Romania is how they called it. Just look a little bit more Borat now.
Oh, like more little villages and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Little villages, yeah. You know, people, you know, herding oxen down the street. Yeah,
he's got an axe. That woman's got an axe.
It's a public execution. They're making a gallows.
Yeah, that's what they do back in the day. Well, see that,
you know, gypsy people throwing stones at gypsies is what they expected.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, you know, you're sitting there having to pass up like a guy herding oxen and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So you got to like go around there.
And very old Ladas.
Mm-hmm. A lot of Ladas. I like that.
A lot of Ladas.
What brand is that? Or what?
It's a Russian vehicle.
Russian, yeah. Yeah, is that the main one where, like, they knocked off every car ever or at that time? Because I've seen, like, that you have the American version or the German version. Then you have, like, the Russian that's, like, a fraction of
There's a lot of knockoffs.
A lot of? Yeah, it's in the name, man. No?
That's what you mean. Winnie the Pooh. Huh. She's never watched Winnie the Pooh before.
At least it's very calm, huh? It's kind of soothing.
I was like, she got quiet. What is she watching?
She's quiet. Too quiet.
Well, she's been all about Heffalumps and Woozles lately, so she calls it, it's so cute, she calls him Poof.
Yeah, it's a Poof.
Winnie the Poof.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the one you said before, which I have no clue what you said.
Heffalumps and Woozles?
Yeah.
They're very confusals.
Oh, it has a theme song?
It's from the Winnie the Pooh movie.
Oh, okay. I thought that was like a separate, you know, cartoon thingy. That's
part of Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh goes on a vision quest.
No, he falls asleep and has a nightmare.
Yeah, he's tripping. Oh, he has a nightmare. Oh, yeah.
I thought that was. He got some bad honey.
My boy was always Eeyore. I always identify with the
manic
slowly.
Depressive,
yeah, the manic depressive slowly lumbering around like.
Not much of a tail for not much of a donkey.
Oh, man. Low self-esteem issues. Like, I feel you, Eeyore.
There's this... we're getting completely off topic here, but...
Yeah, we got to wrap this up about the Czech Republic. But go ahead.
But there's this theory that...
Shows how much we know about the Czech Republic.
All the different characters from Winnie the Pooh are different personality disorders. Oh,
yeah. Rabbit, he's like a hyper...
He's OCD or something like that.
Mega OCD.
Or isn't he sort of like, what do you call it? Anxiety? Like he's always like...
Oh, anxious. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think Owl is supposed to be OCD. And yeah, Rabbit is anxiety. Yours, obviously, depression. Tigger is ADHD.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah, yeah. I forgot about Tigger. He's supposed to be like the number two I used to remember. Honestly, I don't like Winnie the Pooh. Something about it, I just don't, never care for it.
I never really, you know,
actually,
got into it.
I wouldn't categorize Owl as being OCD. Rabbit is definitely, because, you know, if you touch his crops, you've ruined his life and he will mess you up.
Well, I thought that was more the anxiety, you know, kind of like where like...
Maybe he's both.
Yeah. So what was Pooh? What was he? Do you remember?
I think he was just, you know, the one that loved
sloth.
All his fares.
I don't know. He's a sloth.
No. Gluttony.
Gluttony,
eating
yeah.
disorder,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Eating. And what was Piglet? I never, Piglet was the, kind of the main
maybe,
reason I hated
Piglet. Maybe Piglet was anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Rabbit was OCD, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What is Owl then?
I don't know.
Or is he the
up.
One balanced person?
Maybe he's the doctor of it all. You know, he's the one that's observing them all.
The shrink running the tests.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Owl, Kinga, and Roo, I don't know what they would be. And the gopher that makes the little whistling sound when he talks, I don't know about him.
Hmm. Well, Kinga is kind of the helicopter parent.
I'm trying to remember because I remember somewhere
I
read that.
Yeah, but there's a difference between being a helicopter parent and, you know, having a small child you need to look after.
That's true.
You know?
What do you call it? Trouble prone or accident prone?
Yeah.
God damn it. Well, yeah, back to the Prague.
Yeah, back to the plot.
The city's historic buildings and narrow, winding streets are testament to centuries-old role as capital of the historic region of Bohemia. It lies on the banks of the beautiful meandering Vltava River that reflects the city's golden spires and 9th century castle that dominate the skyline. 9th century castle. Now, that's some old
back
stuff.
Back in the 800s.
That's what's cool that, you know, that's one thing about, like, even though I suck at world history or capitals and all that jazz, where, like, just the history of it is kind of, at the very least, you can appreciate it for still being around. You know, as times change and, you know, watch Winnie the Pooh.
Stuff was built to... last back then.
Yeah,
stuff over was built 1,000 years old and still standing. Yeah, you got to appreciate that.
If I went online and tried to purchase and have somebody build me a castle today, like, there's no way I would trust them. There's no way. You know, the material, you know, the contract these days, the hell with that. No way, man.
It's like I saw a meme once. It had, you know, two roads on it. One of them's, you know, our asphalt roads full of potholes.
Yeah.
Like it is.
It's 5 years old.
Yeah. And it's like, you know,
yeah, I've seen
modern roads versus ancient Roman roads, which are still perfectly intact.
Cobblestone and, you know, well, I've seen that where the, like, the oldest road is in Rome, I think. It's like, mm-hmm. I can't remember how long it is, this section, but.
Actually, they've challenged that.
Really?
Of course.
Recent discoveries.
And he's saying, like, all roads lead to Rome. Yeah, of course they're going to, you know.
Well, it's because typical. Romans are the ones who built all the roads.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least in Europe.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
archaeological finds in other places that are not Europe, like such as
Prague, maybe?
Oh, not Southern Europe, Mexico.
Yeah.
They have found Aztec temples that have roads, paved roads.
Well, where are we going? We don't need no roads.
So, you know, for the longest time, it's like, well, they didn't have wheeled vehicles and they didn't have roads to put them on. Well, yeah. We found the roads.
And so maybe they had wheeled vehicles too.
We, you know, yeah, we haven't found the vehicles, you know, carts or anything mm-hmm. yet.
Well, how long?
But we know they had the wheels.
But if, you know, the carts are made out of wood, like they probably would have been, they would have long since disintegrated. But
yeah.
The stone stays.
The stone stays. So you could probably examine the stones and see if there's, I don't know, ruts.
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
Something
mm-hmm. contained. And we know they had the wheel technology because they found children's toys, you know, like mm-hmm. carved, looks oh, like a yeah, puma yeah. or a jaguar
or something like that.
I think puma is the from
puma,
the,
yeah. And
they have wheels on instead of legs. Wheels.
Yeah.
Oh, so they could like push them around.
Yeah. We know they had wheels. So it only serves as like, well, if they're going to make small ones, what did nobody have the thought of, what if we make a really big one? I wouldn't have to carry all this heavy stuff. I could just put it on that.
Well, mm-hmm. isn't like normally, like say when it comes to toys where it be, you take a practical thing and make something out of it. Like you would make a, you know, you have a real car first and then you minimize make it for the kid.
Hot Wheels.
Yeah, so you would think you make a movie.
Well,
yeah.
Thank God for model trains. If there was
otherwise they wouldn't have gotten the idea for the big one.
See, well, that's kind of my take on it though. And then from what I know about a little bit of that history, it took so long to find those Aztec or till they discovered those Aztec pyramids, and it's like they were just covered in, it's like somebody just started moving out vines, like holy shit, you know. It's
that's pretty much how they find things in that jungle. Yeah, they're just like start hacking trees.
Yeah, it wasn't like, you know, buried underground like
there's
Egypt,
like,
or something.
One part of, you know, the Aztec area, they thought that it was a mountain. Turns out it was a pyramid that had just gotten covered up by,
oh, wow, that's
you
funny.
Know, yeah. nature after a while.
10,000 years of foliage.
You know, for hundreds of years, you're like, man, that's always been an awesome mountain. And then you hike to it, and you're like, the hell? It's just a little dirt on this thing. Just dust it off. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I think Holy moly, it's the Temple of Quetzalcoatl.
Or like the Homer, you know, when he did his vision quest, when, you know, it looks like, oh, it's just a little tiny bump. And it just goes, and it's like this massive pyramid.
Is this because I kicked you?
Is this about kicking mm-hmm. mm-hmm. And he, you know, the vision quest led by Johnny Cash.
Find your soulmate, Homer.
Wait a minute. Dogs don't talk.
Ruff.
Damn straight.
Is that when he ate the chili? Was that the
yeah.
one?
Yeah,
yeah, the insanity chili. Pepper. Yeah.
God, that's a great episode.
That is a great episode.
It's what it feels.
When I hear in the you know, you hear about best episodes, I never hear about that one usually.
That's the one is with is that dad? Either that or Batman's really let himself go.
Oh yeah, that was my I remember that time. The lighthouse. It must be the loneliest man in the world, so he needs a soulmate, and it's operating
Earl.
On a computer.
Earl, oh, was it? It was like totally
electronic, automated, something lighthouse.
Robotic.
Yeah.
Robotic lighthouse.
Yeah, it's very, very redundant.
Which, is, you know, that's a gag I don't see often where they do like the acronym is actually just like they did CHUM. That was my favorite. Like, I build a CHUM, you know, computer humanized urban muchacho.
Yeah.
That was my favorite one. And then he said, isn't he trying to hit his self-destruct button, I think, or something?
Something like that. He like takes it off. It's like, no, we've been over this.
We've been over this, yeah. Stop trying to leave from me, man. So about the atmosphere in Prague, it has a certain quirkiness. From the Museum of Czech Cubism, that's kind of cool, to the Technicolor Jubilee Synagogue, the castle to the river, Prague is a bohemian capital in every sense. What else do you have to say about Prague? Castle. There's a lot of castles.
Well, of course there's a lot of castles.
Jewish town. There's a place called Jewish town. Huh. a small enclave with an old town, the old Jewish ghetto. Well, the less we get into Jewish ghettos, the better.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Awkward.
Jeez. Understand. But yeah, so Prague, I've always, as little as I know of Prague, if somebody invited me over there, hint, hint, I would definitely make my way back over there. Just because I like the history of it. You know, I like the culture of it. I'm always a big fan about the architecture. Even like I said, churches, I'm not a church dude, but I appreciate all the money and, you know, whatever that went into it.
A thousand-year-old building is a thousand-year-old building.
Yeah, either way you cut it, it's a goddamn old building.
Well, I mean, back in England in the Middle Ages, the same people who made the castles made the church, because the only person who was, you know, equaled or better than the king was God. So
true point.
I'm sure Mark has much better handling of like the eras of like where, you know, the church was in charge and then where you got away
until Henry the VIII
500 years later.
Just I can't imagine the SpongeBob, you know, 500 years later. That's a long
500
time.
Years later.
You presidents is wrong.
The only person that'll make it that way, make it to that, was probably Methuselah. Tied it in. Any wrap ups, I guess we'll quit this here. Czech Republic, check us out.
Check
more
it
like,
out.
Huh? All right, that one deserves a little rim shot.
I'm surprised it took so long.
Yeah, that's funny. It's one of those, like, it just either we like the well is dried up, or we're just, you know, hanging on by a thread of consciousness here. We're almost like, but yeah, the Czech Republic, I do like it, so I hope that one listener liked it. You know,
tell your friends.
All they got to do is tell one friend, and then that just spreads like wildfire. You know, just spreads like COVID. I'm bringing that back.
Oh man,
too soon. It is too soon.
That one is.
I was gonna say spreads like syphilis.
Oh no, that's. Jeez. I don't have a thing for
that. Escalated quickly.
Yeah, that escalated. So in the last 2 minutes, we do COVID.
Plague.
Syphilis, the plague. Yeah,
we didn't do the plague, but syphilis, like plague. And we did what was it? The Jewish ghetto, all in one, just to end this note on a happy feels. who knows? Maybe that listener in Czech Republic.
Well, I mean, apparently in Los Angeles, they're bringing the plague is making a comeback.
Oh right,
so that might actually be too soon.
Retro, bring it back. Bring it
yeah,
back.
It's old school now.
Bring it up, bell bottoms and
Black Death.
Polio. That's what we're about. USA.
Bell bottoms and the Black Death. All right.
That'll be a cool episode name. We do a little research on fashion and death. I don't know. Fashion and death. Beth
well,
to
I mean,
death.
Would you like to know why wigs became popular?
No, we are not going
was
to
that for syphilis? Was that syphilis?
That was syphilis.
Yeah, I can't remember what disease it was, but I remember it was to cover that up. Yeah.
Which
yeah.
can be fatal as well. Often is.
Was that what killed Capone? Was it syphilis?
Yeah, supposedly
some STD. I can't remember what it is. If it's the clap, you know, it's a nice clap. It's like what do you call it? Like when they end the show.
So, an applause.
Yeah, an applause. Yeah, give them the clap. All right.
Avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan.
It's good advice. Anyway,
I guess on the clap. On that note, this has been Tony Chavo, your jive ass travel agent. I don't know.
With Beth the Death.
The Black Plague.
The Black Plague.
Oh, that's cool. We're making a nickname better. We got to make one for Mark.
I like macro. I like turtles.
That's kind of the good gag that you know you're thinking of your name like no, that's just your name. It's eight M's. That reminds me of the kids show my niece watches. They do like a little like to enunciate.
Oh, what show is it?
Ms. Rachel, probably.
Oh,
she's raking in the dough. Maybe this will get her name. It'll attach to her like the YouTube thing and give us hundreds of listeners. You know, we got to move up from the dozens. I have dozens and dozens of listeners around the world. If we got together, we could probably fill up your local community pool. Sign off.